www.bagpipesandwhiskey.com.
We would like to invite you to a night of bagpipes and whiskey at Wind River Resort and Casino on Friday, December 2nd, inside overtime. The Jefferson Pipe Band of Shasta County will be performing. After 30 years of memorials, parades, and concerts, they are on their way to the World's Pipe Band Championships in Glasgow, Scotland in 2017. They are ready for the ultimate challenge. With the help of our community, friends, and family, this benefit will put them one step closer to achieving their once-in-a-lifetime vision of competing in Scotland. Join us Friday, December 2nd for a night of bagpipes and whiskey from 5:30 to 8:30 p.m. Whiskey tastings and food pairing along with a cigar demonstration by Tobacco and Brew. Tickets are $55 and can be purchased online or at Wind River Resort and Casino. All proceeds benefit the Jefferson Pipe Band. The Jefferson Pipe Band, a Reading pipe band serving the community since 1985. Must be 21 to attend. As always, we offer free valet. For information, visit jeffersonpipeband.org or windriver.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome to Free Fire Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio
is about to commence.
Good morning, North State. Welcome to Free Fire Radio right here on KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Bott. Linda is on sabbatical this morning, trying to attempt to clean up after last night. Dinner party. I'm not sure which one of us has the easiest. Well, I know I've got it easier today than she is. Hey, it's 7 minutes after the hour, 7 o'clock. Good morning. Our phone lines here are 605-4567. And we are streaming live at KCNR1460.com. Good morning, Jared.
Good morning.
What's the weather look like, buddy?
Let's see. We have a lot of rain in the future. Today it's going to be mostly sunny, but tonight it's going to have an 80% chance of rain, a high of 58, a low of 47. On Saturday, it's 100% chance of rain with a high of 52, a low of 46. On Sunday, we have a 70% chance of rain during the day, a 50% chance at night with a high of 56, a low of 47. And on Monday, a 20% chance of rain during the day with a high of 58 and a low of 41.
What about, does it go all the way out to Thanksgiving?
No, it doesn't.
Okay. All right. Hey, look, the weather's brought to you by a locally owned, locally managed company here called Shasta Gas Propane. Chuck and Junie Kenny are veterans, or he's a veteran, and so it's a veteran-owned company. And they provide the propane with discounts for seniors and veterans. Give them a call, 365-3793. So on to our chat room. Good morning, Jarhead, and good morning, Sun Gold. Happy Friday. That's a good idea. Hey, we're here with Amy. If it's Friday, it's got to be Amy and Haven Humane Pet of the Week, and she's got the little pup, a two-month-old puppy. In her, what is that, under your
she's in my
vest,
scarf.
Under your scarf there. It is. She's just adorable.
She is super cute. This is Sasha. She is about 2 months old. She's a dachshund mix. So she's not going to be a big dog. She was actually found at a park, a local park, in a wire crate along with all of her siblings and her mom and a couple other dogs thrown into a wire crate. Looked like it may have been just thrown out of a car, unfortunately. So she had a rough start, so she deserves a great home to go home to.
And she's really cute.
She is really cute. She's very mellow, and she's just going to be the perfect little lap dog.
Yeah, because she's sitting here, and everything's new, and she just, her little tail wags, and she likes to, you know, lick your finger. So she is, and now she's looking like she'd like to go to sleep.
Yeah.
So anyway.
She does that a lot.
So she can't go home until she gets...
Until she gets adopted and spayed.
Okay.
But she is perfect for this weather. Like, you just, if you're cold right now, you just need a little tiny pup to warm your feet.
put the pup in your lap, and there you go.
And there you go, little portable heater.
And because she is going to be smaller, you can have her in probably, you know, apartments or condos or, you know, of course, a house.
Yes,
and,
exactly.
And she's just going to be somebody to have perfect for your Christmas.
Yes, and she is actually approved for children of all ages, so she'd be great for a growing family.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And she actually, if you bring in a toy, an unwrapped toy to Haven Humane, Her adoption fee is only $25. So we are pairing with KRCR and a couple other local businesses with Stuff the Bus this year. And so we are doing a promotion as well with that, so that if you do bring in an unwrapped, unused children's toy, your adoption fee will only be $25. So it's a win-win. We're going to help, one, the kids in the community who are less fortunate, and you're going to help a shelter dog find a home. So win-win. Can't get any better than that.
Nope. Okay, so you bring in an unwrapped toy.
Yes.
And preferably new.
Mm-hmm.
And you will be able to adopt this beautiful little pup for $25.
$25, yeah.
Great. Now, how do people get out there?
You're going to come to the shelter, 7449 East Side Road. You can give us a call at 241-1653. Visit our website. We do have a list of adoptable dogs. However, it does change all the time, so it's better to come in and take a look around. Now would be a great time. Our shelter is full, so we are urging people to come out, adopt. We're doing a great promotion, and just, you know, if you're thinking about getting another member of your family, now is a great time to do that.
And she is just, I tell you what, she's got just a little bit of white on her paws. She's adorable. So I can see that she's going to get adopted today.
Yes.
All right. Okay. Anything else, Aim?
I think that's it.
Okay. Well, thank you very much, hon, for everything you do.
All right. And you guys have a great Thanksgiving.
You too.
Okay. Bye.
Bye. Okay, Jared. I'm going to announce it right now again that we're giving away a Thanksgiving feast from Omaha Steaks, or I guess I should say Omaha Steaks is giving away a Thanksgiving feast worth over $300, which includes filet mignon, top sirloin, boneless pork chops. You can't enter, of course, you know.
I do know that.
Sadly. Okay, you know you can't enter, but everybody else can enter. And how do you enter? It's not hard. All you have to do is call us at 605-4567. We don't care how many times you enter. So give us a call. Jared is standing by with his pen. All we need is a name and a phone number so that when we draw it Monday, and we're going to draw it Monday, that then we'll give you a call and get your address and ensure that the package is there before Thanksgiving. And it, I'm telling you, it's got, apple tartlets. It's got jumbo Frank steaks. Steak burgers, gosh, it's got everything in there. Meatballs, chicken fried steak. Do you like chicken fried steak? It's got it there.
I do like that.
Okay. So all you have to do is give us a call or send us an email at carl@kcnr1460.com and just say, enter me, and just put your name and a phone number, and that'll work. What else? How else can we do it? Oh, I guess you could fax us with your name and a phone number to 530-605-4561 and send us a fax from your business if you're there now. What else can you do? We've made that pretty easy. And I'm going to put it out on Facebook again so people can see it. That it's $300 worth of meat by Thanksgiving. So, okay. We've got a lot of names on this thing, too. So a lot of people calling in and people emailing me, too. I like that. I mean, you know, it goes along with a couple of hundred other emails I get. But these I like because I just transfer them right over to Diane. Okay, how you doing, Jared?
I'm doing well.
Have you recovered from the election?
Yeah, I think the dust has settled.
The dust has settled. Okay. We had the millennials on yesterday. We had one that wrote "When Millennials Rule," Jack Kahn. He wants to grow up to be a capitalist, yeah, a rich capitalist. And he goes to the University of Pennsylvania. And he was telling us how the university was taking it. He says they're taking it hard. They're really taking it hard. What's that? Oh, what? Oh, you just had. Oh, you were just telling me how much time was left. I thought you were going to tell me to shut up. Okay. The like many people would. Okay. The thing about it is, the question when I asked him this, if you missed it yesterday, go back and listen to it. It's really good. Okay. The question I asked, I said, you know, after we've been talking about how they were literally bringing puppies on the campus and blah, 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 everything. I mean, to help the college students, you know, get over this. And he said, I said, do they really understand why people voted for Trump? He said, that's the best question. He says, the answer's no. They have no idea why people would vote for Trump. And therein lies the problem. They have no idea. You know, they're living in this kind of a sheltered world, and where everything's okay, and you know, and they're listening to their professors who are, come on, in most cases are very liberal Democrats, or more with, you know, and if you're a conservative, you don't say anything out loud, probably on the campuses. Anyway, so they don't have an idea. So this is where Trump is really going to have to reach out, say, hey, we've got some work to do here. I mean, we can, you know, this country can come together. If they, once they see he's not a demon or a, you know, and then people again are using the term Hitler. And they, you know, they're using the term Hitler because they have no sense of history. Otherwise, they would know better than that. Okay, hey, look, we're going to take a break. This portion of the show is, of course, brought to you by Sleep Number. Sleep Number, one of the best bed rated by, best mattresses rated by Consumer Reports. Made in America. It's guaranteed. Can't get any better than that. How much is the gift of sleep worth? Well, not only can you sleep on their just super dual air mattresses, which lets you adjust the firmness of the mattress. Like my Sleep Number setting is 60 and Linda's Sleep Number setting is 40. But now they have the pillow, the Comfort Fit pillow. This pillow is a specially made pillow by Sleep Number. And they sent us a couple of them. And Linda, who has a pillow fetish, she says this is the best pillow she's ever had. And frankly, I've had some other pillows we've bought and, you know, all these other things. And these are the best pillows you're going to find. Now, even if you don't say, well, you know what, you know, I don't know if I want to buy a mattress, though you should buy the mattress and the Sleep IQ system. Go down there and check these pillows out, too. It's something that's perfect to go right along to help you sleep. Sleep, rest, and exercise and diet. You'll be walking around until you're 100 years old if you take care of yourself and you get enough rest, let yourself recuperate. All this is Sleep Number. Head on down to the Target Shopping Center. Go on in, see Brian Janis or any of the professionals in there, and find out what I'm talking about. You'll never be sorry. We'll be right back after these messages talking about who's the new Attorney General going to be.
Shop the most incredible collection of luxury jewelry in the North State on display today at Goldmark Jewelers. A spectacular inventory of rubies, sapphires, emeralds, and diamonds showcased alongside exotic collector gemstones. So come sip a sparkling drink today while you browse the sparkling jewelry at the second annual Luxury Jewelry Show and Sale. Take home a treasure or start a wish list for the holidays. You'll always find the finest jewelry at Goldmark Jewelers, 1191 Hilltop Drive, open Monday through Saturday, 9:30 a.m. to 6 p.m.
Happy holidays from our family here at KCNR 1460 AM. We're celebrating our 8th year on the air. We'd like to thank our holiday sponsors, the Original Clydes, located at 1250 Hartnell, the only full-service and sales store for television, satellite, and home electronics in Reading, and Zoe's Travel Store in the Mount Shasta Mall, from city streets to country gravel. Your fun begins at Zoe's Travel. Zoe's provides all your travel needs 7 days a week. From the KCNR family and sponsors, happy holidays.
Want to kick off the holiday shopping season in style? Come to Red Town Market Thanksgiving weekend, featuring dozens of local vendors, live music, art, food, and of course, great shopping. November 26, 10 to 6 p.m. at the Reading Civic Auditorium. Admission is free to the public. Shop local, stay local. Come to Red Town Market, November 26, 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. Mark your calendars and be sure to join us.
Tri-Counties Bank presents Blue Skies. James and Diane Purcell were warming to the idea of adding solar to their home, but they wanted to manage the financing according to their cash flow and timeline. That's when Tri-Counties banker Nikki Euchre and her team had a shining idea. A home equity line of credit would provide the Purcells with the monthly flexibility they wanted. Plus, with the additional savings from going solar, they could offset their loan payments, allowing them to do other home improvements, like updating their bathroom and installing new carpeting, while staying on time and on budget. Woo-hoo! It's blue skies from here. Home equity lines of credit. Home mortgage lending. Home, sunny home. For personalized problem solving, switch to Tri-Counties Bank. Tri-Counties Bank. Service with solutions. Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender. NMLS number 458732.
When you need prompt, dependable transportation, you can count on Redding Yellow Cab. At Redding Yellow Cab, they have a deep commitment to serve the public and provide dependable first-rate service. Whether you're heading out for a night on the town, need to get to work, or you're just running errands, relax and let Redding Yellow Cab do the driving for you. Redding Yellow Cab is your number one choice for reliable, friendly transportation and clean, comfortable cabs. Give them a call at 222-1234. That's 222-1234.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Good morning, everybody. It's Carl Botts. 21 minutes after the hour, 7 o'clock. 605-4567 is our phone number. You can continue to call in and enter for the $300 Omaha Steak giveaway that will be delivered to you before Thanksgiving just by giving us a call. 605-4567. All we need is your name and a phone number we can get back to you at. And we're going to be doing a drawing on Monday. 39 degrees going up to 58 today. It's going to be nice during the day. It looks like it's going to be coming in rain tonight and then rain all weekend long and chillier temperatures. So enjoy that sun today. Okay. We're talking about a person has in the paper today, it says that a person has has added a reward to help find Shirley Papini. And there's a lot of things going on with this. Hopefully that there's some leads. They've had over 200 tips that they're having to check out, some of them better than others. 10 years ago yesterday is when that young lady disappeared before. And same area and all of that. So it's very I know it's very unsettling for people in something like this. And we just have to continue to hope and pray that, you know, that something good comes of this, that they find her and that she's going to be fine, that it should be okay. Jeff Sessions, Senator Jeff Sessions, has been picked by President-elect Trump to be his attorney general. I find that really interesting. The Sessions, who is, a United States senator, and is a strong conservative, and to be the attorney general. So it kind of makes you he's got strong feelings on he's pro-life and all these, to be the attorney general and to see where he'll be going with that. And then a congressman, Pompeo, I believe, has been picked for the CIA. Both of them have to be passed by the United States Senate. So trust that the Democrats will whack away at them, as Republicans whack away Democrats when they're put across there. Others. Of course, Sessions is a senator, and, you know, they're all got their own little their good old boys club there, even if they're women, good old boys and women's club. Then Lieutenant General, what's his name, Jared Walsh, was the guy who's been his, that you've seen a lot that's been with him, is going to be his national security advisor, it looks like. So changes are coming. Somebody said, you know, people should get over this thing with Trump because all he's doing is sitting up in Trump Tower eating a big filet and bathing in your salty tears, which I think is cute. Okay, what else is going on? All right, Jared, I want you to try and keep this under control. Keep your emotions under control here on this one.
Okay.
All right. Now, you're sitting down. Okay, get the phones. You're sitting down. It looks like A&E and Duck Dynasty are calling it quits. That's right. Duck Dynasty, the television program on the cable channel A&E, the most successful cable program, if you can imagine this, and had at one point had over 10 million viewers for Duck Dynasty, the story of the Robinson clan, who, by the way, the guy – was starting quarterback, and Terry Bradshaw was his backup. And then he quit college because he'd rather go out and hunt ducks and do other things than go to school. The patriarch of Duck Dynasty. So he ends up making his own duck call. And then he starts selling this duck call. Until now, it is a mega dynasty. You don't see all the shirts and hats and all that stuff anymore like you did like 3 or 4 years ago, because it was a phenomenon. And if you've never seen it, and I can't imagine how you could have avoided it, it's the story of the Robinson family down in Louisiana in their duck call business, and they've got other businesses associated with it. And the family, the sons and the daughters and the grandkids, one of the granddaughters ends up dancing on Dancing with the Stars. And getting up, I mean, she gets into the finals before she's eliminated. And then, but the family itself is, would always end up each show around the kitchen table, everybody having dinner together, and they'd be, you know, it'd be a blessing. And then they'd be, you know, it's kind of like at the end, they'd give a little homily at the end about, you know, how, yeah, this goes on, but the family still will be there forever. And you've gone through the, you know, it's been on long enough. You've seen kids get married and all this. But Duck Dynasty is, you know, I mean, I watched it off and on for one season. Because it's kind of like you're watching this. And you're thinking to yourself, it's kind of amusing in a way. And it does have old-fashioned kind of those values, those family values you don't see a lot in a lot of places. But like everything on TV, it reaches its shelf life. So after this season, they're going to just be off in rerun land, which I'm sure there'll be lots of those. I know, Jared, you're upset because you too have a beard, and it was, you know, the Robinson men are famous for having beards. So
mine doesn't quite compare to theirs, but
no, but I think that it could if you just kind of let it go for like 4 years and just let it just grow wild. I mean, you don't even trim it; you just let it go wild. Look like a ZZ Top.
I'll pass.
Okay. All right. Hey, gosh, we got a lot of people that have registered or entered the Omaha Steak giveaway. What did you want? They sent us one. They sent, so as an example. And I tell you what, you're not going to be sorry at all. They've got its it will fill up your freezer if you have, you know. Okay, maybe not fill it up totally, but it's still a lot of good stuff in there, depending on how big your freezer is. All right, what else is going on? Oh, Hillary Clinton went out on her first kind of outside after the election. And she says, this is very painful for me. And we're sorry, Hillary, that's so painful for you. It would have been even more painful for me if you'd been elected, though. Should I stop gloating at this point? I'm not trying to gloat. But here is the thing yesterday with the millennials and many other people. It's still going out. If you voted for Trump, you're a racist, misogynist, homophobic, Islamophobic, just phobic, and maybe rabid person. Everybody, all of them. You can't. They said, how can you not be a racist and vote for him after things he said? I mean, no, I see that. I see that on Facebook. And there's some people they just haven't quite got it yet, that the way the system is set up in the Republic, Electoral College, and the fact that that many people voted in so many states that used to be Democrat states voted for Trump. Got to ask yourself why. Before you blame the ones who voted for him, you need to take a real good look at yourself and your party and the person you had running for president before you denigrate all the Trump voters. You need to take a real good look at what your party stands for and what Hillary Clinton was bringing to the table. Yeah, maybe if it had been they're saying Bernie Sanders would have whacked him. No, Bernie Sanders wouldn't have. Bernie Sanders would have lost worse than Clinton. Bernie Sanders brought nothing to the table except enthusiasm from young people because he was leaning into the communist way of life when he was younger, and he's a socialist now. And once those things came out, the things he really wanted to do, he would never had a chance. Never. And you can say, oh, if it had been Bernie. But it wasn't Bernie because one of the big reasons, of course, is that the Democrats cooked the books and made sure that Bernie didn't have a chance. And that's where you need to take a look at your party. This is where you need to go back to, is saying, this is what my party did. This is what my party is standing for. And this is who we had who's going to lead us. Don't be mad at the 60 million plus people that voted for Trump. Take a look within. 7:30. We'll be right back with Dr. Kara Tennant.
Did you know all PG&E residential customers will be switched to time-of-use billing by 2019? That means you could pay three times more for your power during the day. Solar power from Advanced Power Reading is the solution. And with our new lithium battery pack, you can take advantage of the new rates by using your stored energy during the peak hours and recharge at night when rates are low. Visit our showroom at 843 North Market Street and see the new battery technology at work. And our new battery can be added to your existing solar system. Advanced Power Reading is offering zero down with up to 25-year financing. Give us a call today at 226-0701 and let us show you the way to produce your own power. Remember these three things. Don't let anyone talk you into a lease. Use a local solar contractor. Get at least three bids. And call the experts at Advanced Power Reading, 226-0701, or stop by our office at 843 North Market Street, Reading. 226-0701, 843 North Market Street, Reading.
Shop the most incredible collection of luxury jewelry in the North State on display today at Goldmark Jewelers. A spectacular inventory of rubies, sapphires, emeralds, and diamonds showcased alongside exotic collector gemstones. So come sip a sparkling drink today while you browse the sparkling jewelry at the second annual Luxury Jewelry Show and Sale. Take home a treasure or start a wish list for the holidays. You'll always find the finest jewelry at Goldmark Jewelers, 1191 Hilltop Drive, open Monday through Saturday, 9:30 a.m. to 6 p.m.
Hi, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
A KCNR lucky listener is going to be very thankful on Monday, November 21st, when we announce the winner of the Omaha Steaks Thanksgiving Feast Giveaway. It's a $300 value shipped to you just in time for the holiday. It includes a mouth-watering array of Omaha Steaks products, including filet mignons, top sirloins, apple tartlets for dessert, and more than we can list here. Enter as often as you like by calling 530-605-4567 or email Carl at kcnr1460.com. Celebrate Thanksgiving in style with KCNR and Omaha Steaks. Steaks.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Good morning, everybody. It's Carl Bott, and it is 27 minutes until the hour of 8 o'clock here on the 18th of November. Gosh, it's next week. Less than a week for Thanksgiving. 39 degrees. Right now, going to go up to 58, but it's going to start raining this weekend. It's going to start raining tonight. It's going to rain Saturday. It's going to rain Sunday. It's going to rain maybe a little Monday, and then hopefully it'll taper off so that Thanksgiving Day is a good day out there. Weather report's always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, 365-3793, veteran-owned business, discounts for seniors and veterans. This portion of the show is brought to you by Home Helpers. You know what? I know a lot of people have been injured lately. Having to go get steroid shots and, you know, things like that. And sometimes, though, it requires surgery or you break a leg. And if you're kind of like by yourself or your loved one works and has to be gone, you want somebody to come in and help you. Well, this is Home Helpers. They can come in home and help make sure that you're okay, you know, every other day or whatever it takes. But they're the ones. Now, if it's long-term in-home care, they are also the ones to call, Home Helpers. Started by Sharon Clark 10 years ago. Business of the year, business person of the year. Every one of her people are hand selected. They're trained. They're background checked, insured, and bonded. They are there to help you, or to help take care of your family in home where they're going to be feeling more comfortable. You can't beat that. Home Helpers, 2620 Luxembourg Lane. Give her a call, 226-8350. Sharon Clark, good people. Speaking of good people, I'm here with Dr. Kara Tennant, Spartan stud.
Good morning.
Good morning. Took a steroid shot in her arm, went out and ran in the Spartan down in Sacramento, and finished 20th in her age group, 20th out of 18,000. Okay.
Maybe not 18,000.
Okay. But still, 500 or 600, right?
Yeah, 500 in my age group.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know what? That's great. So, going over walls.
Going over walls and
last time I saw you, you said, I can't lift my arm. You said that.
It's true.
Okay, I said the same thing. But still, it's still true for me. but you take shots.
I feel much better. I know, that steroid shot really helped.
Well, they told me when I got it was, you got a 50% chance of this helping. And I went, okay, I've had a lot worse odds than that. Well, he was right. Nothing.
Oh, man.
Except the pain of the steroid shot. So,
oh.
Anyway, I'm sure at some point I'll be able to pick up a cup of coffee in my left hand and be able to hold it. Okay. But enough about that. But congratulations.
Congratulations. Thank you.
And you were looking for everybody else that was down there and never saw
him.
There's
probably
a lot of people down there.
There's so many people. And we were in the same time, you know, the same time. In the same corral.
The same corral. How many people in the corral?
I don't know.
500?
No, maybe 100.
Oh, 100. Ah.
Because they do. Well, there were like, you know, there were 5,000-ish people there.
Okay.
And they do, every 15 minutes, they do a group of people.
Did you back up at places?
Did I back up?
No. I mean, when you're running 15 minutes apart, a lot of times you go to these, you get to the place, and you just kind of like run in place there because they're
like
still trying to get people through there. Was it like that?
No, it really wasn't. I think because there's so much room.
Okay.
Yeah, there's really no bottlenecking, I guess.
Well, saw photos of people that did it, and we've had one that ran it and was supposed to come over last night, and he's out.
Oh, so no.
Not from that, I don't think, but he's okay. You know, he's sick and maybe caught something when he was out there.
Maybe it was the mud. I always worry about that, you know, when you have to go in those mud puddle things.
Did your significant other run this with you?
No. He had to work.
When you finish, do you take showers out there?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay.
And I have wipes and towels and stuff and change of clothes. And
was it real muddy?
You know, there were only a couple parts that were real muddy. The weather was beautiful and it hadn't been raining.
Yeah.
So it was actually pretty dry. So
I should come out. I'm unrecognizable. I can't, you know, the ones I've been running in. And when I saw photos of people afterwards, I thought maybe they didn't have as much mud.
I mean, there was some mud, but it was more around your feet. And then the ones that you had to kind of swim in, it was muddy water, but it wasn't, you know, thick.
Oh, okay.
Thick mud.
Well, congratulations. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Thanksgiving.
Oh, my goodness.
And our pets. And by the way, Dr. Care Tennant, of course, Care Animal Hospital, our veterinarian who comes in every month and talks about things that can happen to your animal, how to keep your animal safe and happy and perky.
And perky.
And perky.
Thanksgiving's one of my favorites because, you know, I love the food and then you have family coming over. And it can be really stressful and dangerous for your pets. And so, you know, I think everyone knows that eating turkey, especially turkey bones, can be really dangerous. So you really have to be careful at disposing your turkey or your little Cornish game hen or whatever you're cooking.
Don't laugh because I've done like 12 Cornish game hens and a turkey one time.
Yeah, I mean,
people are it was scary.
Yeah, so cooked bones are really dangerous for dogs. They're brittle, they break off, they get blocked.
Jagged could cut them.
Yeah.
Or it's not that they can get into their, once they're in their intestines, you
they
block,
get
so.
Stuck in their intestines.
Oh.
Yeah, so they get obstructed.
And then you have to open them up and take them out.
Then you have to open them up, take them out, and do surgery.
Do you do that?
Yes.
There's Simon Pyman.
Oh, Simon T. Pyman.
Simon T. Pyman. Congratulations, Kira. Charhead says, great job, Kira.
Oh, thank you.
That's
so nice.
Yeah. So this is what we're telling people then is you're having a great time having Thanksgiving dinner,
mm-hmm.
but really watch out with your puppies or your kitty.
Exactly. And these counter surfers, you know, they go up on the counter. They have access to all this food. You really have to be careful because you're distracted because you have family over.
Cats especially. Oh, can you
sneaky little things. And they love turkey, too. So, and you know, something like turkey skin can be actually really dangerous. Animals do not tolerate things that are very rich or high in fat like we can. And so they can develop.
Really?
Yeah. So they can develop something called pancreatitis, which is a really, really dangerous disease.
People can get that, too, though.
People can get that, too, and it can be really dangerous.
Do you operate on that?
You don't operate on that. No, it's hospitalization.
Hospitalization with lots of
IV fluid therapy, injectables to prevent them from vomiting, help settle their stomach. I know, it's intensive. And it's, you know, it's like 2 or 3 days, sometimes even longer. So it's very expensive. It's stressful on the pets.
Is it cheaper for a person to be in a hospital than a pet?
Well, it's different. Most people have insurance.
That's true. I'm just thinking that. $200 aspirin, you know, you only pay like $10 for the aspirin, but if you were in the vet ward, you might be paying for not $200,
right?
Because I don't know if you give aspirin, but
so you actually don't see how much it costs, right?
Yeah.
When they're in the hospital, you don't know how much an X-ray is, you don't know how much your blood work is, but in the veterinary world, there are not a lot of people who have insurance for their dogs, and
do you recommend insurance?
You know, I like the catastrophic insurance because you can, there are a whole variety of plans you can get. You can get the wellness plans, but you can prepare for that. You know, your pet's going to need to come in every year for an exam. So you can, you have an idea of how much the vaccines and the testing and the preventatives are. But the catastrophic insurance are things you're not prepared for. You know, if your pet was hit by, your pet was hit by a car or, I don't know, jumped out of a truck or, you know, something like
broke
that.
Broke its little leg.
Exactly.
Somehow.
And needs surgery, you know, and all of a sudden you have this $6,000 bill that you were not expecting. And, so insurance like that can be helpful. And so I do like that.
Okay. That's interesting. And I bet if you had like a house dog, it'd probably be less than if you had an outside dog hunting, something like that. Maybe.
I think it is by... Actually, you know what? I don't know.
You
can go online to the insurance companies and they have like plug and play.
Workers' comp is less for Jared than it is for our truck drivers. A lot less. So, because there's a less chance of him being hurt by falling off that chair than a truck driver running 26, 28 tons of hazardous oil over the side of the hill. So anyway. Okay. So catastrophic insurance can be good for your pets.
Can be good for your pets.
Can, but you got to take a look at it. You can look at all the plans. All right. Okay, going back to Thanksgiving.
Right.
Now, what can't dogs eat? I know, okay, we already talked about the bones. Mm-hmm. And the skin may not be good for them, and I did not know that. Not that I ever feed elk killer.
Of course not.
Off the table.
No, that never happens.
Never happens. what was that, Jared? I saw that look. So what are other things that we have to be watching out for?
So anything that has garlic and onions in it, which we're all cooking with that, you know, whether it's your mashed potatoes or your cauliflower or your Brussels sprouts or, you know, however you're using it, even your gravy and your turkey brine or whatever, they can cause Heinz body anemia.
Let's go back to serving Brussels sprouts for Thanksgiving. First of all, did you say that?
You know, it is. I see it everywhere that people are having Brussels sprouts for their Thanksgiving. I try them all the time. I'm not a fan.
I've never seen Brussels sprouts for Thanksgiving.
What?
Have you ever seen that? Brussels sprouts for Thanksgiving?
We've had it at my house.
See?
Brussels sprouts? Those little round things?
They're little cabbages.
Little cabbages?
Yeah.
Really? And Thanksgiving?
You think it's a Christmas thing? No?
I'm not sure it's anything, but but for Thanksgiving,
it's
Brussels sprouts?
It's a known side dish.
Did we just blow your mind?
I think so.
I've never, you know what? I know I realize I'm still just a kid. I don't think I've ever seen Brussels sprouts at a Thanksgiving dinner in my family or other families I've been with.
They will not be at my Thanksgiving dinner.
Can you imagine some turkey gravy over Brussels sprouts? No, of course not.
But it is. If you look at a cookbook and it has, you know, here's your Thanksgiving spread, and it has the turkey and the cranberry sauce and the stuffing, they're going to have Brussels sprouts there.
Simon DePyman says, Mom has insurance for all of us, except Lucas. Lucas is uninsurable. I'm not sure who Lucas is, but I'm getting this. By the way, Simon DePyman is from back in Virginia.
From Virginia.
Back in Virginia. Mm-hmm. So hello. I understand you guys are getting ready to have some big storms back there too. Hey, we're here with Dr. Kara Tennant, and we're talking about Thanksgiving. And I've just found out that some people eat Brussels sprouts at Thanksgiving, and I'm just astounded at that. I don't know why. You know, I like Brussels sprouts okay in their place, but it's not. You know, I can't picture it next to the How can you have Brussels sprouts and then cranberry sauce, man? How can you do that? No, there's something wrong here. This is not America that I grew up in. This portion of the show is brought to you by Northern Firearms Instruction and Ted Leidy. Ted this is what he does. This is his business, and he takes a lot of care with his business. All the people he hires are all trained NRA instructors. He teaches all over Northern California and down now into Southern California. If you're looking for the most complete CCW training and then on to advanced training and also pistol and carbine to pistol training, this is the place you go to, Northern Firearms Instruction. Register online at readingccw.com or call him at 530-999-1822 and talk about the different classes, and he'll walk you through the different ones. He's constantly learning. His class on the law in a CCW is the best ever. You know, you walk away from there knowing, okay, where it's legal, where it's illegal, and everything else that comes along with it. That's Northern Firearms Instruction. We'll be right back with Dr. Kara Tennant.
Shop the most incredible collection of luxury jewelry in the North State on display today at Goldmark Jewelers. A spectacular inventory of rubies, sapphires, emeralds, and diamonds showcased alongside exotic collector gemstones. So come sip a sparkling drink today while you browse the sparkling jewelry at the second annual Luxury Jewelry Show and Sale. Take home a treasure or start a wish list for the holidays. You'll always find the finest jewelry at Goldmark Jewelers, 1191 Hilltop Drive, open Monday through Saturday, 9:30 a.m. to 6 p.m.
Happy holidays from our family here at KCNR 1460 AM. We're celebrating our 8th year on the air. We'd like to thank our holiday sponsors, the Original Clydes, located at 1250 Hartnell, the only full-service and sales store for television, satellite, and home electronics in Reading, and Zoe's Travel Store in the Mount Shasta Mall, from city streets to country gravel. Your fun begins at Zoe's Travel. Zoe's provides all your travel needs 7 days a week. From the KCNR family and sponsors, happy holidays.
Hi, we're Billy and Patrick for Powerhouse Solar, a SunPower premier dealer.
You know, Powerhouse Solar has been a local family-owned business since 2003, and solar is all they do.
Solar, electric, battery backup, hybrid systems, and pool solar so you can swim more months of the year.
Solar energy saves you money every month, and they have financing options available. Just give them a call for a free estimate. It's 275-5600, or visit their website at powerhousesolar.com.
They sell the best quality solar products from SunPower. SunPower has the highest efficiency panel in the world with the best warranty in the industry, 25 years bumper to bumper.
Powerhouse Solar offers a lifetime warranty for workmanship and installation to the original owner at the original location. So check out Solar. May be able to reduce your electricity costs and help save the environment.
Give them a call, 275-5600. Like SunPower, Powerhouse Solar has an A+ Better Business Bureau rating.
Check out their third-party customer reviews at powerhousesolar.com. Then call 275-5600 for Powerhouse Solar, a SunPower premier dealer.
Coming to Reading Civic November 19th is Scott Bradley's Postmodern Jukebox. Tickets starting at just $39. Get them now before they're sold out. Like their sold out tour. Call 229-0022. Stop by the box office or check out readingcivic.com for tickets today. And if you're there, NPR calls it a vintage filter on today's Top 40. Can't stop, won't stop moving. It's like I got this music. If you've been on YouTube lately, then you're familiar with Everything Old is New Again brilliance of the viral phenomenon known as Postmodern Jukebox. That's November 19th at Reading Civic at 7 p.m. See you at the after party.
Well, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Good morning, Carl Bott. It's 12 minutes before the hour of 8 o'clock here at KCNR 1460. 39 degrees, going up to 58 today with rain coming in tonight and rain for this weekend. Should be tapering off, though, by Monday. This portion of the show brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry. 2225 Hilltop Drive, the only full-service jewelry store in Reading with a trained watch repairman that can fix anything that comes across his desk. That's right. Any type of jewelry also. When I say full service, they can design it, build it. They can get gems from all over the world. They are experienced and fair, and the prices are very reasonable. Four Winds Jewelry, 2225 Hilltop Drive. And may I remind everybody that Christmas is coming. Open Monday through Friday, 9:30 to 4. I'm here with Dr. Kara Tennant. It's 10 minutes before the hour of 8 o'clock. Brent Weaver will be joining us after at 8. And we're talking about the dangers of Thanksgiving for our pets.
It sounds like a horror movie.
Okay, you're right. Well, the danger, only danger so far has been the Brussels sprouts that you're talking about that some people actually serve. Yeah. Okay, so anything with onions or garlic, the skin off the turkey that you think is good for them, but it's not, it's too fat.
That's right.
Bones that, because they're softer and been cooked, they can if they eat them, somehow get a piece of it, it can end up in their intestines, which is an operation.
It is.
Okay, what else should we be looking for?
Of course, grapes and raisins. Dangerous.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, and we actually don't know the dose. It's different in every single dog. So, you know, chocolate, we can calculate the dose. If we know what type of chocolate it is, we know how much your pet weighs, we can tell you if that dose is toxic or not. But grapes, we don't. And raisins, we don't. It can be one. It can be a whole bushel.
How about nuts?
Yeah, so that's a good one. So a lot of nuts are actually fine. I mean, they're just like us. They're, you know, they're high in fat, but macadamia nuts are dangerous.
Macadamia nuts, stay away from those.
Stay away from those. They cause dogs to become neurologic, and we do not know what the mechanism is for that. And so you have to be really careful.
Neurologic?
Neurologic.
I mean,
Seizures, coma, unable to walk, falling over.
Oh, my gosh. Your dog after Thanksgiving or after any time starts exhibiting these, it could have gotten a hold of some nuts. Wow.
Yeah. Take them directly to the emergency clinic. And if you have any questions over what's toxic or not, because, you know, we have a lot of decorative plants and flowers and things around this time of year, you can always call the ASPCA Poison Control Hotline because they have this massive database and they can tell you, you know, do you need to see your veterinarian or is your pet going to be okay? Or is there something you can do at home where you don't actually have to take your pet in? So that's a really important number to know, too. And you can look it up online. I don't have that one memorized.
I wish you could see her. Dr. Kara Tennant is one of the happiest people. She's always smiling. I'm afraid to get her together in the same room with Christy Kidd from Turtle Bay, because you both, it would just be, I would have to take shots afterwards, you know, for sweetness, you know.
That's so nice.
Well, no, it's true. You both are just effervescent and your personalities are just, you know, very positive all the time. And plus you're funny. You know, during the breaks, you know, we're all here rolling around laughing. Okay, so Thanksgiving, and then moving on from that, after that is because there's a lot of leftovers, so we got to make sure. Because people just have a tendency to feed dogs because, oh, it's so good. Oh, here, here's a little piece of turkey here, and then somebody, and then Uncle Fester gives them another piece, and then Cousin Morticia gives them another piece, and then pretty soon the dogs had, you know, like a lot more turkey than it should have.
Yeah, and you think about how tiny they are and what their calorie requirement is in a day. And you think about like a 10-pound cat or a 10-pound dog, they're going to need about 200, 250 calories in a whole day. So think about how much that actually is. If you give them a bread roll, there you go. That's their calorie requirement for the entire day. And that's probably not going to be the only thing you're going to give them. You're probably going to go with a little turkey, maybe a little cranberry sauce, maybe, I don't know, mashed potatoes or something. And so these animals can be really, really sick, you know. Well, we eat a lot of calories too.
I was going to say my parents, when their dogs would walk around after Thanksgiving, they put a skate on their belly so they could just, you know.
It's not a bad idea.
They can roll themselves around the rest of the day. Okay, so everybody, as much as you love your animals, you really got to be careful during Thanksgiving when you have everybody there because everybody wants to pet the dog or the kitty, and there's just too much. There's too much of everything there. For them.
Too much.
As it is for all of us.
It's true.
So we go out and walk them. And that also probably helps after dinner.
Yeah. Going for a walk is great.
Yeah.
Yeah. Visitors can be stressful too, so you have to know your pet. You know, sometimes cats will just hide because, you know, their environment has changed. Same with dogs. Dogs either can be really fearful, and you have to be careful because when they become fearful, sometimes they want to bite. And so if you know your dog has a tendency to be aggressive towards strangers, definitely keep them in another room or put them in a crate. Give them something, you know, comforting. So like a toy or something to chew on, something, you know, normal for them, not something new. You don't want them to have a new chew toy when they have strangers in the house. Cause,
even more stress?
Well, you know, if they destroy it and they eat it, and then we have a whole nother foreign body situation, and nobody wants to do surgery the day after Thanksgiving.
No, not really. I saw a documentary on dogs the other day.
Ooh.
Okay. And it's amazing. They're talking about, you know, their eyesight and their, you know, how they can smell, while they can smell and all this. But the thing I took away from it was that dogs have been, you know, have been bred to be friends with people all for thousands of years, you know, and how they, you know, how it started with, you know, when they found the first one, and then they just eradicated the ones that weren't friendly to them, you know, thousands of years ago. And now that dogs, if they're given a choice between being with people or their people, their family, or other dogs, they will pick their people over dogs. Where wolves, even if they've been raised by humans, will opt to be with other wolves. Have you heard that before?
No, but it makes sense.
Does it make sense?
Because dogs have been domesticated for a really, really long time. And wolves, even if they're raised by humans,
They're still wolves.
They're still wolves. They still have that wild in them. You have to go a really long time to breed that out.
So, I found that interesting. I thought, well, dogs just like to be with other dogs. Not necessarily. They're, and I guess feral dogs, then when they're starting, you know, when they're running feral, they get in the packs like that. So they've kind of started going the other way.
They're more pack animals, right?
Yeah. Huh. So, okay. It just was interesting. It said that their vision was, they're not totally colorblind. That they're kind of like red-green colorblind. So you knew all these things. I guess that's your job, though.
That's my job.
That's your job.
I don't know much about other stuff, but dogs and cats I know a lot about. It's very narrow.
Okay, so are you staying around town for Thanksgiving?
I am, yeah. My parents are coming up. My sister and her kids are coming up, and one of the family friends.
Great.
Coming up as well. It's going to be so fun.
Are you cooking?
Yes. Oh, I love to cook.
You love to cook?
I do. And cook and bake. And
you do all that
stuff. I've never done a turkey, though, so we're going to see how this goes.
Oh, okay. All right.
I'm going to have a backup just in case it doesn't turn out. You know, I'm going to have a backup.
A backup what?
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe I'll go get a ham or something, like a honey baked ham.
Yeah.
I can't eat it, but I don't care.
That's
fine.
That's right. You can't eat him.
Mm-mm.
What about, okay, just remember, put it in a bag, dust the bag inside with flour, turn it upside down. And because then the turkey breast will be in the juices as they come out, and it kind of self-based.
Sounds good. Are you making a turkey?
My daughter's going to be making a turkey. Yeah,
this you guys is the are first, traveling.
Yeah, that's where. Yeah, my going down. Good. To see the kids, grandkids, listen to. They grow too fast.
They do grow too fast.
Thank you so much, Dr. Kara Tennant, for being here, and as you are every month, talking about great things and warning people about what a great time Thanksgiving is, but we have to watch out for our pets this time frame. And so, you know, just because it's good for you doesn't mean it's good for the dogs or cats.
It's true. It's a good takeaway.
It's a good takeaway.
Yeah.
How do people find you?
They can find me at 20 Hilltop Drive, right next to Bartels. Or they can call me at 244-2287. Or you can go to the website, carereading.com.
You can have all those. And then you can have somebody you know that will take care of your animals. Just like that.
Sounds good.
Okay. Any other earth-shattering news? You're in the last 15 seconds.
No earth-shattering news.
Then I'll go like, well, why didn't you say that earlier? Congratulations on finishing so well in the Spartan.
Thank you.
No, it's not easy. No, I've run those before. I didn't run this one, but I've run them a lot before, and they're very. And you get 500 people in your group,
I know.
You finish 20th.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was a lot of fun.
A lot of fun. Have a great Thanksgiving, and we will see you next month.
Thanks for having me.
If not sooner. Okay. Hey, when we come back after the news, we're going to have Brent Weaver. We'll be right back.
KCNR, Shasta, Redding.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. Donald Trump apparently ready to fill a couple of key positions in his administration. One transition official says he has selected Kansas Congressman Mike Pompeo as CIA director. The conservative Republican is a fierce critic of President Obama's nuclear deal with Iran. The official says Trump will make the announcement this morning. Also that he has nominated Alabama Senator Jeff Sessions as attorney general, and his selection of retired Lieutenant General Michael Flynn as National Security Advisor. President-elect Trump has been urging European countries to shoulder a greater share of the cost of their own defense. That, no doubt, on the mind of NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg today as he gathered with his fellow defense ministers in Brussels.
A stronger, safer, and more prosperous Europe means a stronger, safer, and more prosperous United States. This is an essential lesson of 20th century history.
The president-elect says Ford will not be moving production of the Lincoln from Kentucky to Mexico. Here's correspondent Linda Kenyon.
The president-elect took to Twitter to say Bill Ford, the company's executive chairman, called him to say the plant would stay in Louisville. In his tweet, Trump appears to take credit for the decision, but a Ford spokeswoman says she doesn't know when the decision was made or if Donald Trump had any impact on it.
That is correspondent Linda Kenyon. Ford does not currently have a plant that exclusively builds Lincolns. It had planned to move production of the Lincoln MKC out of the Louisville assembly plant so it could make more Ford Escapes there. Fiat Chrysler recalling nearly 89,000 cars and SUVs. The recalls are due to a possible fuel leak and problems with windshield wipers. The most serious recall covers some 35,000 Dodge Durango and Jeep Grand Cherokee SUVs from the 2016 model year. On Wall Street, a struggle for the Dow. It's down about 40 points. More from townhall.com.
Do you have a family member who's getting older and can no longer be safely left alone? With Visiting Angels, America's Choice in Senior Home Care, your parents and older family members can continue living at home and not have to move into a nursing home. Experienced, compassionate caregivers provide assistance in hygiene, meal preparation, and light housework up to 24 hours per day at affordable rates. To restore your family's peace of mind, call Visiting Angels toll-free today at 877-374-LIVE or at visitingangels.com.
God on biracial marriage. God said, man said.com. Hauntings, dead spirits, and ghosts. Noah's Ark, fact or fiction. God said, man said.com. Sex superbug. Kiss panic attacks goodbye. Unlock your Holy Ghost pharmacy. God said, man said.com. Why chromosome Adam and mtDNA Eve. Word changing in 666. Hours of text and streaming audio. God said, man said.com.
Two students and their teacher are being reprimanded after a school skit about the new president.
The skit, titled The Assassination of Donald Trump, was performed last week at Marshall High School in San Antonio. One of the boys used a gunfire sound effect from a cell phone. The other boy, playing Trump, fell to the ground. Harold and Melinda Bean, parents of a student who viewed the skit, complained to district officials. A spokesman for the Northside Independent School District called the reprimands appropriate action and says the teacher has since apologized. But the Beans say they're dissatisfied with the district action and had hoped for harsher measures. Rhonda Rockster reporting.
A man accused of taking a pickaxe and sledgehammer to Donald Trump star in Hollywood on the Walk of Fame is scheduled to appear in court today on a charge of felony vandalism. 52-year-old James Otis says he had planned to steal the star, sell it, and give the proceeds to women who had accused Donald Trump of sexual assault in the past. Breaking news and analysis, townhall.com. Federal Reserve Chair Janet Yellen is sketching a picture of a U.S. economy that's still not at full tilt, but is showing enough gains in hiring and growth to raise expectations of a Fed interest rate hike next month. She said if the Fed waits too long, further hikes might need to be a little more abrupt.
Holding the federal funds rate at its current level for too long could also encourage excessive risk-taking and ultimately undermine financial stability.
Janet Yellen offering her testimony yesterday on Capitol Hill. Volkswagen's diesel emission scandal and the move to more electric-powered vehicles means a loss of some 30,000 jobs. The German automaker announced the layoffs today, saying about 23,000 of those job cuts will happen in Germany and that the company will save about $4 billion by making the cuts. Volkswagen has agreed to pay $15 billion to U.S. authorities and the owners of some 500,000 vehicles that turned off the emissions controls to make sure they could pass their emissions test. More of these stories at townhall.com.
River Resort and Casino is offering a fabulous Thanksgiving buffet on Thursday, November 24th from 12 noon to 8 p.m. Let Elements do the preparing so you can relax and enjoy your valued time with family and friends. Menu includes roasted turkey, prime rib, and Dungeness crab with an array of holiday trimmings and delicious desserts. Adults $27 with River Club card. Children $10. Children under 6 eat free. Reservations preferred. Call 1-800-280-YOU-WIN. For details, visit winriver.com. It's better at the river. Do you like to perform and show off your skills and vocals and sing your best? Then head down to Wind River Resort and Casino for karaoke rewards at Overtime Lounge. No cover charge. The action starts every Thursday at 9 p.m. with more ways to earn entries to win a package including a one-night hotel stay, dining certificate, free slot play, and cash. Drawing at the end of the month. Ask how to earn additional tickets. Karaoke rewards Thursdays at Wind River Resort and Casino. For rules and details, log on to windriver.com. Karaoke is better at the river.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl Bott and Linda Bott here on KCNR 1460 Free Fire Radio. 7 minutes after the hour of 8 o'clock, our phone lines here are 605-4567, and we are streaming live at KCNR1460.com. Quick, what's the weather for today and this weekend there, Jared?
Today it's going to be partly sunny, 80% chance of rain tonight with a high of 58, a low of 47. Tomorrow it's going to be 100% chance of rain with a high of 52, a low of 46. On Sunday, it's rain likely, 70% chance with a high of 56, a low of 45. And on Monday, we have a 20% chance of showers during the day and partly cloudy at night with a high of 58 and a low of 41.
Weather is brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, where their customers are warm friends. Locally owned, veteran-owned business. They give discounts to seniors and veterans, 365-3793. And now with our Stock Market Wall Street update, Susan Eastman. Good morning, Susan.
Good morning, Carl, and good morning, everyone. Well, major averages are lower this morning as investors weigh in on Federal Reserve comments. In a speech in Congress on Thursday, Fed Chairman Chair Janet Yellen signaled the central bank is close to raising interest rates soon. The major Dow Jones Industrial Average is down 40 points at 18,864. The S&P 500 is off 6 points at 2,181, and the NASDAQ Composite losing 16 points at 5,317. Active stocks on the big board, Gap is down $3.70 at $27.01. Salesforce.com up $3 a share at $78.20. And Citigroup down a dime, trading at $55.36. For local stocks of interest, FedEx up $1.57, trading at $186.65. Coca-Cola up a nickel at $41.17. And Bank of Commerce trading at Pyre as well, up 4 pennies at $8.05. In the bond department, the 10-year Treasury note is priced to yield 2.28%. And for commodities, gold is down $7.40 an ounce at $1,212.40, silver down 14 cents at $16.71, and crude oil off 32 cents, trading at $45 a barrel. That's the market for now. This is Susan Eastman with Wells Fargo Advisors for KCNR.
Thank you so much, Susan. Have a great Thanksgiving.
You too. Thank you.
You bet. Okay, Susan Eastman, First Vice President of Investments at Wells Fargo Advisors, right down at 2705 Park Marina Drive. Hey, if you're looking for somebody to take a look at your investments, maybe you want some ideas. Maybe you're not sure if the advice you've gotten before is exactly what should be right now. Go call Susan. She's an expert at this stuff. 243-7561, Wells Fargo Advisors on Park Marina Drive. I'm here with Reading City Councilman Brent Weaver. Hey, good morning.
Good morning, Carl. Happy Thanksgiving to you and to all of your listeners.
Right. Now, I know on Thanksgiving you're saying that you're going to be going out in the turkey trot that Shasta Regional sponsors every year.
Absolutely. We, you know, my family looks forward to that each year when we're in town. And so my wife and my four children will all be running. They're going to do the 2-miler, and I'll do the 6-miler. And the advice my wife gave me was, hey, we want you to run the 6-mile. We want you to represent, but don't run too hard, because a couple years ago I ran that, and I really tried to go all out, and I was on the couch the rest of the day, and I couldn't move. So she said
that
to take it back,
huh?
A little bit.
Yeah, you know, dial it back. You're getting older here, buddy. You got the weight of the city on your shoulders.
That's right. That's right.
Hey, when I called you the other day.
Yes.
First words out of your mouth or something like, wow. it was that handed to us or something like that. I don't remember the exact words, but it was referring to D.
I was, you know, yeah. You know, I spent 2 years of my life working on trying to come up with a solution that I thought would fix the you know, public safety the system that we have here. And you know, I think the takeaway for me was, you know, Measure E was, you know, overwhelming support for the plan, but it was overwhelming lack of support on funding it. And I think the takeaway for me is it's a lack of trust in government. And so, you know, as you take a step back and you look at that, you know, hopefully you can make changes and try to be a little more aware of, you know, how people are feeling in the community and try to rebuild some of that trust that clearly was displayed in the vote on Tuesday night.
Well, that's an interesting concept, because this is kind of what I think it was. It was a referendum on trust. Now, it was a referendum on trust for the country.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
All the incumbents around here were swept out.
Yeah.
And the even though that Gary Cadd was a strong advocate against D, and it went to a huge failure, and E, like you said, was a big success. You know, saying if it does, but this is how you guys better spend it, and yet he lost.
Yeah.
Also, and then of course the election of Trump, which, as we were talking to the millennials author yesterday, when millennials rule, he says the question was, well, do they understand why? And he said they have no concept. And of course, he's a millennial too. I didn't ask him if he had a concept, but he said they have no concept why so many people could vote that way. Is it an anger generally across the board?
Well, I'll certainly give some of my thoughts. I think you'll have people who follow elections at the national level or state or local will be obviously talking about this one for a long, long time. But I think we're seeing a shift in how people view establishment and if it's working. And I think one of the more interesting conversations or topics we're going to see at a national level is this conversation around term limits. And I take great interest in that, because, you know, what we see is, you know, congressmen or senators, you know, going to D.C. and they just park forever.
They die there.
And when you think about a system that's, again, you know, the only reason for government to exist is to try to make our lives better. But when you have people that can get entrenched and be there indefinitely, that, you know, it is probably human nature where you start thinking a little bit more about your employment at times. And so I think we'll certainly see, you know, many of us will with great interest be watching, you know, our new president, President-elect Donald Trump, and the cabinet he's going to pick. But shifting back here to the local level, I think, you know, I'm excited about the two new council members that have been elected in Councilwoman Winters and Councilman McElvain. And, you know, I think it's good for this city council to continue to have turnover and debate new ideas and where we want to go. But I think what's got to be in the utmost of our minds as this new council comes together and forms, we don't have to agree on everything, but I think there needs to be a level of civility, decorum, so that we can debate the bigger issues for this community in a healthy environment. And two, I think we've got to take active steps to rebuild trust.
Okay. My guest is Reading City Councilman Brent Weaver. This portion of the show is brought to you by Crackmaster Windshield Repair. Whether it's a chip the size of a dime or less, or a crack over 2 feet in length, Jeff Wurst can fix this. Jeff Wurst, Army veteran, and has had this business for many years, and he's become very, very well known for his ability to fix windshields and guarantee his work. He guarantees it unconditionally. Anything happens afterward, he fixes it for free. You're not going to get a better deal than that, or a man that knows more about windshield repair than Jeff Wurst. Give him a call at 241-8373 for appointments, or check out his place and head on down, drop in at 3208 South Market Street. That's Jeff Wurst, Crackmaster Windshield Repair. We go to him, and we're really happy in the way he handles our business. We'll be right back with Brent Weaver right after these messages. It's 8:15 in the morning. It's 41 degrees.
Happy holidays from our family here at KCNR 1460 AM. We're celebrating our 8th year on the air. We'd like to thank our holiday sponsors, the Original Clydes, located at 1250 Hartnell, the only full-service and sales store for television, satellite, and home electronics in Reading, and Zoe's Travel Store in the Mount Shasta Mall, from city streets to country gravel. Your fun begins at Zoe's Travel. Zoe's provides all your travel needs 7 days a week. From the KCNR family and sponsors, happy holidays.
This is Terry Oxley, pastor of True Life Church in Bella Vista. Lies and believing these lies is the cause of much of the violence we are seeing in our country. What happens when those you could once trust to tell you the truth can no longer be trusted? Many of our politicians and much of the national news media purposely lie to promote an agenda and keep you from knowing the truth. The Bible makes it clear where lies originate. Who are you going to believe? Only through Jesus Christ and His Word will you know the truth that will make you free. If you're looking for a no-nonsense church that's not afraid to talk about current issues and yet teaches the Bible without compromise, I invite you to be our guest. Our Sunday services are at 10 a.m. We are located on Deschutes Road, one block south of Highway 299 in Bella Vista. You can visit our website at truelifereading.com. We hope to see you soon. And remember, it's worth the ride.
It's Carl and Linda Bott, and we just wanted to let you know about Omaha Steaks holiday gift packages. You simply can't go wrong with Omaha Steaks.
Shop now for gourmet gift packages guaranteed to fit your list and budget. Cherish more time with your loved ones thanks to the one-stop shopping, no-prep, and oven-ready dinners, all from Omaha Steaks.
We have tried them, and we're delighted to see how easy they were to prepare and how delicious they are.
Start your holiday shopping now at omahasteaks.com.
This is Joe McKenna, CEO of CloudWise Academy and your host of the Digital Revolution Show. If you own a business, run a business, or want to start a business, then this show is for you. I'll pull back the green curtain exposing how the internet is impacting your business and give you the rules and tools to take control. If it's related to the internet and matters to business, we'll be talking about it here. Tune in every Saturday morning at 9 a.m. to the Digital Revolution Show on KCNR 1460.
Shop the most incredible collection of luxury jewelry in the North State on display today at Goldmark Jewelers. A spectacular inventory of rubies, sapphires, emeralds, and diamonds showcased alongside exotic collector gemstones. So come sip a sparkling drink today while you browse the sparkling jewelry at the second annual Luxury Jewelry Show and Sale. Take home a treasure or start a wish list for the holidays. You'll always find the finest jewelry at Goldmark Jewelers, 1191 Hilltop Drive, open Monday through Saturday, 9:30 a.m. to 6 p.m.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl Bott here. It's 18 minutes after the hour of 8 o'clock on Free Fire Radio. 41 degrees, going up 58 today. Going to be raining this weekend. Weather report's brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. This portion of the show brought to you by Alliance Heating and Air. Over in the business well over 25 years. Voted best in the North State. And there's a reason for that. They are the best in the North State, whether it's heating or cooling. If it's an emergency, they're there. 6 days a week, 7 days a week, 24 hours a day. Can fix anything. Just a time to get all your filters checked and all that stuff getting ready for the winter. Give them a call at 221-2642 or check out their website at homecomfort.org. All right, I'm here with Reading City Councilman Brent Weaver, and let's go to the phones. Robert, good morning.
Hi.
Hey.
I'd just like to ask Brent,
if he really wants to people to have more confidence, maybe put that comment period back up to the beginning of the meeting. I think it's really been bad for some people that that have family problems and, you know, the kids or something like that. They have to wait 2 hours sometimes just to make a comment that they want that's not in the venue.
Okay, Robert. Thank you very much. Okay, let's talk about that.
Sure.
It was moved when you first came aboard. It was voted to move it to the end. Some of the others, the new city council members are more, I think, are looking at how, you know, moving it back to the front. What about you?
Well, I think you go back a year when that decision was made. You know, I had been attending council meetings for about a year. Year and a half before I was elected, and the atmosphere down there was so visceral. It was so nasty. It was personal. It just wasn't conducive to a business meeting, which you know, those city council meetings are. So I think that was the right decision at the time to move it to the back. I think we've seen our meetings over the course of this past year, they've become a little more streamlined. But you got to be cognizant of, you know, people wanting to come and speak about off-agenda items and be sensitive to that. So, you know, I'll tell you, Robert, I'm certainly weighing that. I've been thinking about that for the past week. And I think I'll certainly come to a conclusion for myself by the time this new council convenes beginning of December.
I think it would be a way of, this is my opinion.
You got an opinion, Carl?
I have an opinion. It's hard
to
believe that. Hard
to
believe that. That it's like you just said, it's reaching out. And why did D fail so badly? Lack of trust in the city council and how they're spending it. So, I mean, just a thought. Dick, good morning. Do you have a question for Mr. Weaver?
Yes, so you know during a campaign, Brent, when you were running for city council, you stated you had a plan for crime and homeless, and it turns out you don't have a plan, and you made a statement that the promises you make during campaign doesn't really mean anything. It just used to get votes. Isn't that kind of make you a liar, just like Hillary Clinton?
So,
thanks.
Well,
thanks, Dick.
You know, I'll tell you that you know, I certainly worked very, very hard over the last year and a half, 2 years to come up with this plan. And so I would say I do have a plan. But, you know, you got to leave it to the voters to decide if they want to fund that plan. They decided not to fund it. And so appreciate your question.
Which leads us to the next part here is D did go down in failure. What's plan B?
Well, you know, I think plan B is we'll do the best we can with the resources we have today. That's
what Chief Paletti said. He said it's going to be pretty much status quo. He can change some things around. But
yeah, I mean, I think you'll see us. You know, I have meetings today with my partners from the county. I have meetings after Thanksgiving with Kurt and Chief Paletti where we're going to sit down and look at some areas where we can go. You know, the context of where we're at has changed. You know, we have more information, we have more details. So D's not coming. All right. So now how do we, you know, move forward with the limited resources we have? You know, we'll certainly look at our budget and, you know, see if we have enough growth where we can put a little bit more money. It's not going to be significant, but it might be enough to get a few, you know, additional cadets who can take away some of the paperwork and, you know, mundane things that are some of our officers are doing so they can get back to, you know, patrolling and doing some of those things. So, you know, we're going to go through the holidays, and but there's going to be a lot of discussion, certainly between staff, myself as the liaison for public safety and Chief Paletti, and we'll be talking and we'll come back with some ideas.
Would the idea of giving to a city employee, city management, when we're in such a throes of not being able to hire city, you know, policemen, community service officers, and maybe be losing them. A recent raise that was just voted on in this past Tuesday, giving essentially a 17% raise to one of the city managers in Park and Rec, 2% I think January, 5% in May, and then $1,000 a month, taking the salary up to $141,000 plus, which is like almost three times the amount of a household income here in Reading. That right there after D failed was such a thumb in the eye to the voters. What was the city council thinking?
Well, I'll let those who voted for it speak for themselves. For me, obviously I was very disappointed that vote came up to begin with, and two, that it went the way it did. I voted against it. My reasoning is, quite frankly, any additional ask for revenue at this point in time moving forward is going to be competing against law enforcement. And I still think the message of the election was, hey, we want to see some solutions and we need help with our law enforcement, but you've got to figure out how to come up with the money for it. And so that was an easy decision for me to vote no on those raises. But, you're on a council and there's other people, they disagree with you, and you got to let them have their vote, their say, and I had my vote, I had my say.
What was the reasoning? What did they say, the other side? What did they say to give a person a $1,000 a month raise during these times?
I'd say you should ask them to come on your radio show.
I am, trust me. I'm not sure they're going to make it, but I'm asking.
But,
yeah.
I don't know. I think some of the things I can recall there's never a good time was something I think I heard one of my peers say. Second one was, I don't know. So, I'm not going to go there. I kind of blacked out.
That was not a fair question to you.
Yeah.
And you're right. We're asking Christian Schrader and Francie Sullivan to come on and tell us why they would vote for something like this and their plans also for moving forward. Now let's go to the phones. James. Good morning.
Yeah.
By the way, James, and for everybody else who's listening, I don't want to we don't need to use pejorative terms. We don't need to call people names. Ask a question. Ask a straight question. That we don't need to talk about a person's character. Okay? Not that you would, but I'm just telling everybody. Okay?
Okay.
All right.
Well, my question's real simple. It goes exactly. And I'm not calling anybody names for sure. A couple minutes ago, he talked about decorum and, civility. And I was wondering how calling the people that didn't want the public comment section moved to the back of the meetings, calling them impetuous children that needed a timeout, how does that play with decorum and civility?
Okay. Thank you, James.
So, I don't recall calling anyone impetuous children. But I do remember using the term timeout, and quite frankly, I still stand by what I said. I think it's been good for, when I first came on council, there was a lot of, I think just pent up aggression towards, existing council members, and it was just kind of a nasty environment. And I'll tell you, over the course of the past year and a half, I've seen the meetings improve. But with that said, I've also said I'm going to be looking at, we have a new council now and looking at that issue of public comment. And I haven't made a final determination on that, but I'm thinking about it and appreciate you calling in.
Okay. Brent, so you're meeting with the city manager and the chief of police here. Think of a way forward. A way forward, are we looking at things like privatization? Is everything on the table here?
I think you come to the table and you want to hear from everybody. From my perspective, everything should be on the table. we hear people say it all the time, and it almost comes off cliche, but I think one of the primary functions of government is to make sure we're providing adequate public safety at all levels of government. And so as long as I'm on that council, I will continue to work and do what I can to move that pendulum.
Okay. One other quick question here is we still hear lots of complaints about the permitting and getting the permitting portion of it takes so long. in the cost of permitting. There was a, you know, there, for a long time, there was a big battle going on with the solar people, and it seems like in the city that may have settled out some now. But I've heard other stories of well-known businesses here taking 9 months to get a permit to start building a multi-family, like a duplex or like this suburb or the division there. Even though we've got a new person in there, it seems like we still have the same problems.
Okay. Well, I will tell you it's getting better. It is absolutely getting better. I got a text a few days ago from somebody who's historically had issues with our local building department, and he felt strongly enough to send me a text to just say, hey, Brent, I've been noticing a change in culture down there. I've been things have been getting a lot easier for me, and so certainly that's an anecdotal comment from one individual who has had problems in the past. But the other things, you know, take the solar as an example. What's been so exciting for me to watch with Larry Voppel coming in as the head of development services is his willingness to sit down and just listen. And to try to understand, you know, what the frustration might be and to try to make changes. And it's not going to happen overnight. You know, he's having to change a culture, and I think he's doing an admirable job. I've seen people who've been there for, you know, 8, 10, 12 years. I've seen the way they do business over the counter changing, and I think that's because the leadership from the top, you know, one of the things that Larry's done a great job of clearly articulating is, yeah, we're a city in the state of California, and there's so much building code and regulation that the state pushes on local municipalities. But he said, I want each of my employees at the building department to view themselves that they are helping our customers to navigate this just incredibly complex process. And I think we're seeing the benefits of that. There's always going to be, you know, something that doesn't go perfect, but you know, I think a more accurate view, if it's moving in the right direction, is whether or not you know, you feel like you can go down there and be listened and heard, and if it's moving. So it's moving in the right direction. It hasn't gotten there, hasn't solved everything, but it's certainly, you know, do a comparison between the county and the city right now, and ask builders what they'll say, and they'll tell you right now that the city is really doing a much better job.
Okay. We're going to take a quick break here. Our guest is Reading City Councilman Brent Weaver. We've got people, the phone lines are all busy now. We're going to be getting to Gary when, as soon as we get back from this break. This portion of the show, though, is brought to you by Tobacco and Brew with Espresso Joe's, with the best coffees. And, you know, if you like pumpkin spice latte and all those other different type flavors in the morning, as many people do, you've got it there, along with regular great coffee and lattes, and walk next door to the finest tobacco emporium in Northern California. And that walk-in humidor, what a great place to start buying presents for Christmas, all at Tobacco and Brew, open 7 days a week, 2143 Hilltop Drive, a better-known business right there. We'll be right back with Brent Weaver.
Shop the most incredible collection of luxury jewelry in the North State on display today at Goldmark Jewelers. A spectacular inventory of rubies, sapphires, emeralds, and diamonds showcased alongside exotic collector gemstones. So come sip a sparkling drink today while you browse the sparkling jewelry at the second annual Luxury Jewelry Show and Sale. Take home a treasure or start a wish list for the holidays. You'll always find the finest jewelry at Goldmark Jewelers, 1191 Hilltop Drive, open Monday through Saturday, 9:30 a.m. to 6 p.m.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So, what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world: family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221 221-
5868. Hi, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
Want to kick off the holiday shopping season in style? Come to Red Town Market Thanksgiving weekend, featuring dozens of local vendors, live music, art, food, and of course, great shopping. November 26, 10 to 6 p.m. at the Reading Civic Auditorium. Admission is free to the public. Shop local, stay local. Come to Red Town Market November 26, 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. Mark your calendars and be sure to join us.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl Bott. And Alinda is trying to recover, and I should not say trying to recover, she's trying to clean up the mess that we left last night after a dinner party. And I tell you what, I was cooking. So and let me tell you what the kitchen looks like after I cook. How do you get, and I make my own marinara sauce. How do you get marinara sauce on the ceiling? Somebody needs to explain that to me. I'm not sure how I did it. But we looked up, she goes, how did you do that? And I said, I'm not sure. I'm not sure that was mine. She said it wasn't there yesterday morning, and it's there now. I'm not sure how that happened, but I'll take care of that, hon. Anyway, she's trying to recover the rest of it. Hey, this portion of the show is brought to you by our friends over at Cypress Square Barbershop. Best place in the world to get a barbershop. What can I say? Better known business, man's last stronghold. Discounts for seniors and veterans. I'm here with Brent Weaver, Reading City Councilman, and we've had a lot of phone calls, so let's go to the next one. Gary, thank you for waiting.
Good morning, and Brent, no obfuscation now. This is your former English teacher.
Hey, how are you doing there? How are you
happy
doing?
Thanksgiving to both of you.
Happy Thanksgiving to
Gary.
You.
Okay, my statement, and then I have a question. At the city's current rate of spending and its financial picture, Reading will be bankrupt by 2020. Now, don't deny it.
I will deny it. That's not true. That's not true, Gary.
Report done by this last September, done by the Reason Foundation, and it's titled City of Reading, California Pension System and General Health Review. And quickly, the unfunded liabilities and et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. The projection is bankruptcy by 2020. Now, question to you, Mr. Weaver.
Yes, sir.
Do you I recognize and appreciate your negative vote regarding this last salary increase, but you are contributing to this upcoming bankruptcy. You didn't cause it, but you're part of it, as all the city councils are from 1999. So, do you plan to change and do something, or go along, as Francie said, and it's the right thing to do? So will it be the right thing to do, declare bankruptcy? So I'll take my answer off the air, and thank you.
Happy Bye. Thanksgiving, Gary. Have a good one.
You know,
thank you,
Gary. I'm reminiscing as I was listening there to you. I enjoyed when you were my teacher at Nova, and little did I know 15, 20 years later I'd be sitting in Carl Bott's radio getting a question from you. So my former English teacher, I will tell you I disagree with your assessment that we will be bankrupt in 2020. You know, if I can, I'll just take 30 seconds and I'll explain the budget process for the city of Reading. So we live by a two-year budget, which is very similar for other municipalities up and down California.
What's different about Reading, though, it's not just the two. And again, the two-year budget's going to have all of our revenues coming in, all of our expenditures, everything from salaries to health care to retirement obligations, any capital improvements we might want to do. But then something we have in addition to that two-year budget, which a lot of other cities do not, is we have a 10-year financial plan. And we're updating that 10-year financial plan and our two-year budget every 6 months with any new information. So I can assure you that we have built into our two-year budget and our 10-year financial plan the obligations we have for salaries, for health care, for retirement. But the part where I think you and I will find agreement on is that the unfunded liability is a major issue. I think that it is. I believe that it is. I want to work on that. In fact, I have been spending some time over the last few weeks about how we might attack that in such a way to where we can carve out additional revenue from our revenues to go towards essential services. So I think that will be something we'll hear more of in the new year.
Okay. Well, and that is a good question. I mean, and after listening to all that, we're spending so many cents out of every dollar, 73 cents or something like that, of every dollar on health care and pensions. As we all know, CalPERS is really underperforming, and because it's underperforming, we as cities and counties and everything we have to step up and pay more. So what is under the new system, new employees are paying more into their retirements, but that's not going to be enough. And what happens if we have our economy right now in Reading, and you're more up on this than I am, but it may be stable, but it's not going up at great leaps.
Yeah.
So, I mean, this is the only thing they have to do is come out and take another 2 cents out of every dollar, and we're in trouble.
Yeah. Well, so here's one thing. I am comfortable, at least based on what I've learned, that we are not growing our unfunded liability. Now, I say that with the caveat that I can only base it on the information that's available to us. And unfortunately, the way city budgets work, it's about a year and a half lag before you get what the most recent data is. But because of Measure A and B that was passed, and, you know, again, we moved retirement from 3 at 50 to 3 at 55 for law enforcement, and then negotiating PARs away from new hires, and then recent negotiations with your former city council on legacy hires who had PARs and negotiating them paying more, or with law enforcement. You know, in the last council meeting, police are now paying 12% of the retirement. So we've seen historically some concessions made by the employees, and some of them, you know, like Measures A and B were you know, very heated and contested. And I think that has contributed to that we're not adding to the unfunded liability. But the unfunded liability we're going to see from now until 2022, we have built into our financial forecast the increase to meet those obligations. It is bigger because of the fact that before the recession, we had superfunded retirement accounts, and then went through the recession, and all of a sudden everyone found out, oh, that didn't work. And so if you want to be an elected leader right now, part of the landscape is, doing business as usual is not going to work. You're going to have to start thinking outside the box.
Okay, let's go to the phones. Red, good morning.
Hey, good morning, Carl. Morning, Brent.
Hey, Red.
So I've been sitting here listening this morning, and I wasn't even going to call in. I mean, to me, it sounds kind of like the normal lip service and noncommittal answers. But the thing that really bothered me is when somebody just questions you on the safety plan. 2 years ago, you said you had a safety plan in the box, ready to go. It never materialized. April LaFrench and her group did all of that work. It was disregarded and discounted by the council. We spent a bunch of money to have a private business come in here, do an assessment for our law enforcement. That was completely disregarded by council. And then the solution is let's come up with a half-cent sales tax that's probably going to go pay for unfunded pension. And we don't want to put it in writing, but just trust us. But the thing that bothered me, Brent, is what you said at the end of that comment was, well, if the people of Reading don't want to pay to fund my plan, that's on them. Are you telling me your plan 2 years ago was a half-cent sales tax? Because I don't think it was, and how dare you put your failure to protect people as your promise was on the people of Reading? Thank you.
Thank you, Ed.
Well, there's a lot there. So I will say with April LaFrance and her group and the Safe City Project, there were several solutions that she brought up, and some of them we moved forward on. One example would be the Journey Home solution that she had, where they partnered with Good News Rescue Mission and got bus tickets for people to move outside the area. Another area she looked at was code enforcement, and much of the research she has done has gone into our research with our code enforcement team, so that's been helpful. She's had several other ideas on how you would staff things from a work group. And some of those things, regardless, even if we had taken an affirmative vote on some of those other items, they were still going to take money. And for me, and it's interesting, there's a lot of people calling in, and I want to hear from you. I'll want to hear from you after this radio show's over. But don't put words in my mouth what I said, and so I'll speak for myself. And so what I had said when I was running for city council was, if I get elected, I'll put together a strategic plan. We'll bring people together from the county, the city, and we'll come up with a plan. And so that's what we did. We brought in, Sheriff Basenko, Chief Paletti, Larry Lees, Kurt Starman, Leonard Modi, myself. We sat down and sifted through what the consultant had brought forward to us. And then we took our technical expertise from our experts, and our sheriff and our chief and our fire chief. And we came up with a plan that we thought was really good, and I still do. I believe the plan we've brought forward is really, really good. And, Red, where I will just absolutely take issue with what you just said, you're trying to frame it that I'm blaming the voters for what you're terming my failures. And what I'll say is I respect the voters. I put what I promised is I'd bring forward a good plan. I believe I did. And then that plan's going to cost money. And so we let the voters decide, and I respect what the voters have said.
Okay, we're here with Brent Weaver, and we're going to take a quick break. This portion of the show brought to you by our friends over at Bastiani Arms. It's getting close to Christmas, and you've got a 10-day waiting list. And with all the new laws that the Democrats in Sacramento have made, which have nothing to do with reality, but it still impacts us up here, this is the time to go down and see John and Sarah Bastiani at 2539 Larkspur. They've got it all. They've got pistols and all the pistols, all the long guns you could want, all the shooting accessories, reloading gear, gunsmiths, some of the best gunsmiths in California are right there at Bastiani Arms. Classes on CCW, hunter safety. It's the full package down there. Give them a chance to meet or beat the big box stores. They can do it. On cost. Bastiani Arms, open Tuesday through Saturday, 2539 Larkspur, right here in Reading. We're going to take a quick break and be right back with Brent Weaver.
Shop the most incredible collection of luxury jewelry in the North State on display today at Goldmark Jewelers. A spectacular inventory of rubies, sapphires, emeralds, and diamonds showcased alongside exotic collector gemstones. So come sip a sparkling drink today while you browse the sparkling jewelry at the second annual Luxury Jewelry Show and Sale. Take home a treasure or start a wish list for the holidays. You'll always find the finest jewelry at Goldmark Jewelers, 1191 Hilltop Drive, open Monday through Saturday, 9:30 a.m. to 6 p.m.
Have you ever had your vehicle in a shop for a collision repair? When you called to check on it, did no one seem to know anything about it? Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. Did you feel like a number when you were given canned rhetoric or generalization not specific to your vehicle? Although we are recognized as an authority in frame and suspension repair, we are primarily an auto body and truck collision repair center. When you select Coachmaster, we will tell you exactly how we are going to repair your vehicle. You will know the person in charge and get direct answers to your questions and follow-up phone calls, because every vehicle is personal to us. With our knowledge of the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to get started quickly. A reputation for excellent service and high-quality repairs takes years to build, and we intend to keep it. Coachmaster Collision Repair, Reading, California.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
What are you in the mood for dinner tonight? How about a Jack's Grill world-famous steak, a fork tender filet mignon, a hot and juicy New York steak or brochet of beef cooked to perfection and so tender you can cut it with a smile? Maybe deep-fried prawns or golden fried chicken all served with garlic bread, hot baked potato or french fries, and a large family-style bowl of tossed green salad with homemade dressing of your choice. Are you in the mood? Meet friends and family at Jack's Grill, a Reading landmark since 1938. Open Monday through Saturday on California Street, downtown Reading.
Come back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl Bott, hey, it's Friday. It's going to be a nice day today. It's going to be up to 58 until this evening. It's going to start raining. It's going to be raining all weekend long. It'll be clearing up by next week for Thanksgiving. Hey, I want to remind everybody that, yeah, all the lines are busy. So call in on the business line at 605-4565 and enter into this giveaway for the Thanksgiving Feast giveaway from Omaha Steaks. It is a $300 value. Only thing you have to do is call, get your name, write me an email at carl at kcnr1460. I don't care how you do it. Come to me on Facebook. Only thing I need is a first name and a phone number, and then we're going to do the drawing on Monday, and you will have this $300 Omaha Steak giveaway by Thanksgiving. Okay? All right. We're here with Brent Weaver. Let's go to the phones. Nick.
Hey, good morning, Carl. Good morning, Brent. Listen, I as a taxpayer feel that we have given the city and the county and the state plenty of money to fulfill the services we require of them, and they've rewarded themselves with outrageous salaries and benefits. And I don't feel like I want to give them 10 more cents. As an example, you've got Mike Warren drawing almost $20,000 a month, which, you know, everything he did was a failure in my opinion. You've got Leonard Modi making, what, $180,000 a year on PERS? And Leonard did a good job, but does he really deserve that much money? So with those thoughts in mind, I would like to suggest that you get together with the supervisors and your fellow councilmen and maybe do a tax, a half cent or a cent, county-wise, that will go to building a jail. Because I'm not going to give you guys 10 more cents that isn't tied down to a specific cause.
Okay. Nick, okay. we got to run. Thank you. Okay.
Thanks,
comment.
Well, I don't know. I guess if the question was regarding the half cent, I don't have a comment on that. So I'm not thinking about any new taxes on the horizon from my standpoint.
Beverly, good morning.
Good morning.
Do you have a comment?
Yes, I do. This is Brent there?
Yes. Oh, yeah.
Hi.
He's listening. We're ready.
Hi, Brent.
Hi.
I lived in Reading 37 years, and the riffraff of the people that are, down in Caldwell Park is very disturbing. I moved to Lassen County. When I lived in Reading, I saw white vans dropping off people. I moved to Lassen County, and the inmates that are being released are coming to Shasta County. And the county, city of Reading, is getting paid for those inmates. What are you doing with that money?
Okay. Well, first of all, we're not being paid to receive inmates. The county that you were sentenced in is the county you are returned to when your sentence has ended, or if you've had an early release because of AB 109, Prop 47, and now Prop 57. The comment you made about Caldwell Park, we're certainly seeing, vagrancy and, transient activity at, many of our public open spaces. It's a big concern. It's something that, we talk about, not only as electeds, but, Chief Paletti is constantly sending emails updating us on, those issues, and it's a concern for us as a city. It's a concern for the state, and we're going to have to just keep working at it.
Okay.
So what do you have in mind to be a solution?
Okay, Beverly, thanks.
Well, Right now, I'd say we're going to have to go back to the drawing board. You know, a plan that you know I've worked on for the past year and a half, you know, is not going to be funded, and so you know, that's fine. You know, you accept that, you accept the will of the voters, but you know, now we'll go back to work on what we can do. And like I said, I have meetings set up with the chief, our city manager. We're going to assess where we go from now, and you know, I'll assure you that as you know, as local government, we will continue to keep working on solutions and doing the best we can with the resources we have.
Okay, all right, thanks, Bailey. You know, have we thought about you know the idea of private security, hiring a private security firm to walk the trails? It'd be a lot cheaper than hiring, you know, I mean, until the funding gets there for hiring more police.
You know, I'll tell you, Carl, again, I think I've certainly shown, I think, in the last 2 years that I've been very pro-privatization in those areas that we can. You're seeing more private security. You know, gosh, if you wanted to invest in a business right now, private security is probably the best business you can be in.
And there's a reason for
locally.
That.
you take the Denim, SJ Denim Chrysler. They spend $5,000 a month on private security. I have personally, I hire private security for my commercial buildings downtown. But from a policing standpoint. I'd be open to discussing some of those ideas.
I'm just talking about you get, you know, whoever it is, you know, XYZ security, and they go up and down the trails. You know, and do they have arrest abilities? Maybe not, but they are a presence and they're trained there, and at least to help make people feel a little safer, especially after the disappearance of Shirley Papini, which has had a huge impact on everybody. Okay, this is the last caller because I want to – and just be a short time here because I want to get into the things that are happening in town. Terry.
Hey, how you guys doing?
Good.
You know, when Red did call in, you know, I understand that what he said as far as you running on a plan. There was tens of thousands of dollars to elect you because you said you had a plan. Then when Red said it was the tax that you wanted to raise, you virtually said that wasn't your plan. Then you said it was your plan. If that was your plan all along, why didn't you tell the voters that right off the get-go, number one? And quickly, number two, when we talk about saying things personal, it is personal when you tell the people of Reading that they shouldn't expect you to live up to your shallow campaign promises, number one. You said that in council. Number two, when you tell the city of Reading that your children sometimes need a timeout and therefore they need a timeout, so we'll move public comment to the end. Number three, I am a conservative. I'm a fiscal conservative and a conservative, yet you're all over the Record Searchlight videos with your selfie with Bill Clinton in the front row with Bill Clinton. How are we really supposed to not take these things personally, Brent? You know, really and
okay,
truly.
Terry, we got to run. I've got only several minutes left. He needs to answer
okay,
those. Thanks,
well,
Terry.
I'd like him to address that.
Okay,
really
Terry. Thank you.
Answer to the question.
Thank you, Terry.
All right, Terry. So I'm trying to sift through.
I can just say one thing here. You've also got a photo with you and Trump too, because I took it.
Yeah, well, I don't even think I need to defend attending, you know, presidential candidates coming to our community. So I think as an elected leader, you know, maybe there are those who just feel like, well, I'm a member of this party, so I'm only going to go to that. You know, I thought it's rare that Reading gets presidential candidates to come. I'm a political science major. I take great interest in those items. So I will tell you, it was very interesting to attend both the Bill Clinton rally for Mrs. Clinton, and it was equally as interesting to attend Mr. Trump, Donald Trump's rally as well. So I think that's all I'll say about that. In regards to, again, like Red, you know, you're making this comment that, you know, I ran on that I had a plan. What I said was I'd get elected and I would work on building a strategic plan, which is what I did. And again, I'll tell you, I have great disappointment that we won't see that plan come to fruition. I think it really could have helped families and local businesses, and I would have worked very, very hard to try to earn the trust of those who voted against it. But we are where we are today. It got voted down, and you got to accept that, and you move forward.
Okay, now I'm going to go over our regular time because I want to finish up with some things that are happening here in Reading that are positive that we're looking at. The downtown seems to be right on the verge of really speaking a big step forward with the opening of Market Street here and the new building that's going in. That was a $20 million grant that happened. You want to comment on that?
Yeah.
And other things that you see downtown here.
Absolutely. So, you know, there are so many things I'm still incredibly, incredibly excited about, and I'll rattle off just a few of them. The wellness center that we're going to see with Dignity Health along the river there in Cypress, you know, we're looking at tens of millions of dollars of investment and high-paying jobs, and then the synergies of that wellness center next to Henderson Open Space to get more people out there to make it feel safer. Downtown, with the K2 project that's going to take place at the old Dicker site with the roads opening up. We have two new breweries that are coming into downtown. We got a private investor approach the city about doing taking over a lot downtown and doing food trucks. We got competition on the old
food trucks
station.
Like you mean like you buy tacos and burritos and
yeah.
you know
yeah.
oh stuff like that
yeah.
okay
yeah, yeah.
okay
we have,
not giveaways
no not giveaways
oh, okay.
no these would be
you
know just
it.
Fun and
okay.
you know you come down there and get some food street food. We got competition on the old police station. We got McConnell and I believe it's Equity Partners or Equity Streams.
Yeah, young guys.
They're working it. And, you know, and I say, hey, we can't lose. You know, if those guys work together, if they work individually, but something happening at the old police station.
And I know
exciting.
McConnell's also trying to make plans for other things to make this into, you know, get this whole area down here. And I know that one side wants to kind of make it a hub for businesses, new businesses. And I know also about a cultural center down here,
yes.
which can't hurt.
So you have Deborah Lucero with Shasta Arts Council has been holding many meetings at Old City Hall. And, you know, you certainly should attend some of those if you want to hear about these art districts. Very interesting concept. I'm also in support of that. So there's the Chamber of Commerce moving downtown. That's a big deal. So we're seeing some great things happening down here. And, you know, I think, you know, after all elections, you know, some people feel like their person won.